Hello, dear friends, and welcome back to the Minimalist Lady podcast. My name is Camille, and my mission is to help you live a more balanced and happier life. To do so, I use several tools that you probably know, which are minimalism, conscious living, elegance, and books. If that is something you are interested in, keep listening. Today, I would like us to focus on 2021. Okay, it's only November. Well, it's almost December, so it's quite relevant. But we all know that 2020 has been a very, very tough year. And I think it's more than time to think about something else, so to think about 2021. What I love with New Year's is that it's a beautiful time to start thinking about the next step in our life. But the point is that usually we think about goals, we think about resolutions, but we don't stick to it because they are not really linked to ourselves. You know, I think that everyone wants to exercise more and drink more water. But the point is that if you are not 100% sure that this thing, that your goal will improve your life, you will just never stick to it for the whole year. And you will absolutely never make the goal a habit. Because the point is to make your goal a habit. If you don't, you don't stick to the goal. And today I would like to talk to you about a goal that, to me, everybody should implement into their life for 2021 or even for the month of December to start with. And that goal is learning. I just told you that you needed to have a goal that you absolutely love and that resonates with you. And you're going to tell me, okay, you're forcing that goal upon me. I'm not forcing the goal upon you. The point is that you are going to choose what you learn and how you learn, and that the goal is not forced upon you at all, okay? Today, we are going to see, one, what you should learn, and two, how you should learn. Those are just the basis of a learning journey that you're going to get into if you want to. I will not tell you absolutely everything about studying, because you need to create your habit, the habit that suits you. I know that not everybody loved school. I'm personally a school person. I'm currently in grad school, so, well, that shows quite a lot of it. But the point is that you probably think that you don't like learning, but the point is that, no, you don't like school. It can't be that you don't like learning. We all love learning, but you need to be learning about the topics that truly interest you and truly resonate with you and with your bigger goals. For instance, if at some point you want to become self-employed, you could probably learn about accounting, and that is going to resonate with you. On the other hand, if you start learning Russian, for instance, and you know that you're never going to travel to Russia and you don't like the Russian language, well, you're probably not going to learn well. So that's really the thing I would like to emphasize right now in the beginning of the podcast. It is that I am never going to tell you that you should learn something that you don't like. What I really want you to understand is that even though you may think you don't, you like learning. You just need to find that little topic that really resonates with you, okay? There is your thing out there to learn. Something that is made for you. And also, there is a method that you can use that is made for you. What I mean here is that taking a notebook and writing words, if you want to learn language, for instance, may not work with you. But if you start listening to YouTube videos of people talking in that language, in your target language, that may absolutely work for you, even though it may not work for someone else. The way you learn is very important in how well you're going to learn. You need to understand that there is a method out there that is totally meant to be used by you. A method that works with your brain very well. There are people who need to have the structure of a school, and these people may ask for a tutor or a teacher to teach them these things, or a coach. But there are people who are very independent and who like reading PDF documents online and learn from them. And these people may take a notebook and write in a notebook everything that they have learned about the topic. And there are other people who love listening to podcasts. And these people may just listen to podcasts about the theme that they want to study. I really think that there is one, a topic for every person, and two, a method for every person. And thus, learning is meant for you, just like it is meant for absolutely everybody out there, okay? So now that we have cleared that, and that you don't have this limiting belief that learning is not for you, or that you just don't want to learn because you're not going to succeed, because you have not succeeded in school, then we can focus on really why you should want to learn. Because, well, it's not everything to know that you're able to. You really need to have this want to be learning new things. And I have come up with three areas in your life where it's going to help you to have learned new things and actually to be learning new things, to be in the process of learning something. There are far more than three things, but I really want to show you that it's not only that you're going to learn about a topic and that's it. It's gold in itself, but it's not the end goal. You want your goals, every single one of your goals, even exercising, for instance, or drinking more water. You want these goals to improve your life for the bigger picture. You want them to have a lasting impact on yourself and on your life, okay? So, the first area in which learning will be very useful for you is that it will help you be more confident. You may be wondering why, but I have noticed that the more I learn, the more knowledgeable I feel, the more confident I feel. There is something very empowering in knowing a lot of things and you know that you're able to have a conversation with absolutely everyone, because you know that you are able to come up with a topic in that conversation that you are very passionate about and very knowledgeable about. And when you know that no matter where you're going, you will be able to have a conversation with the persons here, you get more confident. You are far less shy because you have no reasons really to be that shy. You know that you are not going to feel out of place. You're never going to feel odd because you are at your place. You are able to have that conversation and to show that you are knowledgeable and passionate about something. That is a first reason why learning is very important. The second reason why it is important is that you see the world differently. Let's say, for instance, that you learn a language. If I always take the example of language here, is because, one, I know that a lot of people want to learn a new language. I see a lot of videos pop up everywhere on YouTube about how you can learn a new language. And two, it is my passion. I have written a free ebook on the topic if you want to download it on my website. So, I mean, really, it's my passion. But let's go back to the thing. You see the world differently. For instance, let's say languages. In English, you have the word river, okay? So when you see a river, to you, it's a river. But let's say that you want to learn French. In French, we have two words. We have rivière and we have fleuve. If you get to know the difference, it's just because a fleuve is a little bit smaller than a rivière. And thus, you have one word, river, to describe two realities that we have in our French language. We have rivière and fleuve. It's quite hard to go from one language to another, and sorry if it sounds weird. But really, the point here is that when you start learning a new language, you start seeing things differently. If you know French, next time you're going to see a river, you're going to wonder, oh, is it a river or is it like the rivière or the fleuve? You're going to wonder what the size of that river is. You know what I mean? And it broadens your perception so much. And that's for languages, but it's absolutely the same thing with anything. Let's say that you are learning digital marketing, okay? And next time you're going to receive a newsletter, you're going to have a look at the newsletter differently. You're going to be like, oh, I can see that this person is using MailChimp or MailerLite, okay? And thus, it's going to be different for you. You're going to experience the simple fact of receiving a newsletter differently because you have learned about newsletters and digital marketing. So really, never underestimate the power of learning on your everyday life and on your perception of things. It really broadens your perception in very unexpected areas of life. And the last reason I have come up with that you could be learning for, it is that it makes you feel like you improve. We human beings always want to improve. We want to be productive, we want to improve our life constantly. But the thing is that there are little things we do every day, such as drinking more water, let's say, that help us improve, that's true, but we don't really see the improvement. At least we don't see it fast. You know what I mean? It's just like exercising. It's not because you exercised 2 days in a row that you're going to have a flat belly. But if you learn a new language, let's say that you learn for 20 minutes every day, we're going to go to possible schedules later. But even if you start French today, you go, you know, you go on a YouTube channel about how to learn French, and you learn French, you're going to know two more words, maybe, than the ones you knew yesterday. Even if you just started, you can see the improvement. You can see what has improved in your life because of learning. You have that vision. You have that improvement just in front of you, just under your eyes. And that is very empowering because you don't have to wait for months or years to see an improvement in your life. You see it right away, and that is wonderful. That is so empowering. And that's why I think that putting learning something, so you replace the something by the thing you really want to learn, such as digital marketing, for instance, but putting learning something in your goals for 2021 is going to be very empowering for you because there is at least one area of your goals that you're going to see the difference in immediately. And you're going to be very motivated for this area, but also for the other ones. Let's say that you have two goals for 2021, learning about digital marketing and, losing 5 kilos. It may be very hard to lose the 5 kilos. You're going to be able to do that, okay? I believe in you, and you need to believe in yourself, but it's going to take you maybe the whole year. But if you know that you are already able to crush your goal of learning digital marketing, it's going to be so empowering. You're going to feel like you can achieve anything, and you're actually going to achieve your second and harder goal. So really consider putting learning something in your goal list, even though it's learning how to bake cookies. It can be as simple as that. You don't have to take courses. I mean, very complicated courses. You can just learn to bake cookies and you're going to feel so good because, well, you have one more skill in your life. And it's wonderfully empowering. Now, I just want to tell you that there are so many areas in which you can learn new things. So I told you about language and we talked a little bit about marketing. But really, you can learn about anything. You can learn about mythology, you can learn about history, you can learn about how to become a better entrepreneur, you can learn about a lot of fields in the personal development industry, such as the law of attraction and the power of crystals. There are so many things you can learn about. And it's absolutely not sponsored, but if you are in need of inspiration, I would recommend you the website called FutureLearn. So you go on futurelearn.com and then you go into the bro section. And you see a lot of things. There are language courses, there are marketing courses, there are advertising courses. I took a creative writing class lately that was very interesting and honestly, I was passionate about it. But really, you go onto there and you choose a class. And what I love with FutureLearn, so once more, it's not sponsored at all, is that it's completely free. But when I say completely free, I mean completely free. It's not that you can start the course and not finish it if you don't pay, I don't know, $1 billion here. No. The only thing is that most courses provide you with little diplomas, yeah, but you can't have the diploma if you don't pay. But I mean, you don't really care about the diploma because you have the knowledge. It depends on your goal, obviously, but if you don't just want to learn about a topic, I think FutureLearn is very interesting because you have very good courses from real teachers, you know, even professors from famous universities. From the English-speaking world, and I really love FutureLearn. So if you're uninspired and you're wondering what you could like and what you could learn about and love learning about, just have a look at FutureLearn. I mean, I could tell you to go on Skillshare, you know, but Skillshare is expensive, I think. But go on FutureLearn, it's totally free, and just have a look at the catalog and see if there is something you may like. And I'm pretty sure that you're going to find something that is really meant to be your thing. And to finish with that podcast, I think it could be interesting to talk a little bit about study routines, because it's not something that is discussed much online and it's, in my eyes, very important. So a study routine is very important to have. It's just like the morning routine and the night routine. It doesn't have to be something with an incredible structure, but it needs to be something that you're going to do on a regular basis. It can be every day, it can be every other day, every week, or twice a month. But it needs to be something that is very regular, and it needs to be something that you're going to do at one time in the day, at one place, doing one thing. What I mean here is that, for instance, you may want to learn French. I'm talking about it because, well, I'm French. But you may want to learn French. Let's say it's your goal for 2021. And you don't have a lot of time, you have a 9-to-5, you have children, but you've decided that you're going to take a moment every Saturday to work on your French. And you want to do it before the children get up. So you wake up at 6, and from 6 to 8, you're going to study. And you know that is going to happen once a week, every Saturday, during 2 hours. And that only is very important because you are going to look forward to it during the week and you are less likely to abandon the habit because you know that there is a set time in the week and a set time in a particular day to work on it. And I would also recommend going even further and having a study routine during these 2 hours. For instance, let's say that you really love oral comprehension and that you really love writing. You may say, okay, those are the 2 areas I love and the 2 areas I want to work on, so I will take 1 hour for one and 1 hour for the other. And you always do it in the exact same order. Some of you who love learning languages or as well may say, okay, but you can't do only what you love. I think you can. I have quite a revolutionary method, but that works with me. I mean, I speak English, French, German, Spanish, and a little bit of Russian, so I think it works. I think you can learn only what you like, and you will naturally acquire the grammar rules and stuff like that. It's going to come quite naturally into your brain, and you don't have to study much for it. Just, you know, the goal of having learning something in your 2021 goal list is to enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, if you just put yourself into grammar, like crazy grammar, it's never going to work, I'm sorry to tell you. But you really need to make it an agreeable moment, a pleasure almost, like really. For instance, it's on Saturday and you decide that you put a blanket on your knees and you put your beautiful notebook and you write, you write, you write, and you have your cup of coffee, you have your cat. It's supposed to be your moment of pleasure. You need to understand that learning, in the sense of learning as a pleasure, is really, really going to be your pleasure. It's your self-care moment. It's just like taking a bubble bath, but it's a bubble bath for your brain. And really, I hope that you're going to enjoy studying as much as I do, because I think that when we choose the right topic, the right method, and the right routine, there is absolutely no way not to enjoy studying. It's time for us to part for today. So I really hope that you have understood my vision of learning in that I have been able to put it a little bit onto you. Even though not totally, even if you are still a little bit wondering, like, is it going to be for me? I hope that the question is in your head now and that you are wondering. Even if you are just wondering if it's for you, it's a success for me. I really encourage you to go on to FutureLearn and have a look at the courses if you are uninspired about the things you could learn about. And if you are inspired, if you know that your thing is going to be French or mythology, maybe just have a look at YouTube. Maybe there are YouTubers who are specialized in it. And if you have a little bit extra time, maybe go to the library. There are beauties in libraries, really. So it's up to you what you're going to learn. It's up to you how you're going to learn it, and it's up to you when and with what routine and structure you're going to learn it. It's your moment. Never forget that learning is supposed to be self-care for the brain.